Han råd ge vår håll, ge hopp och insett på. Amen. Yesterday in the Armenian church and in all Christian churches, because it was December 25th, was the feast of Saint Stephen, one of the greatest and most beloved saints, especially in the Armenian church. His name is remembered in many, many services that we do, and especially during the Divine Liturgy, every time. And it's later on when the deacons go from one side of the altar to the other side, and it's right before they go to the other side, the priest says that he should be remembered together with Mary, the Mother of God, St. John the Baptist, and also St. Stephen. And he is often referred to as, in English we would say, or in Greek, the proto-martyr. The proto-martyr, or the first martyr, Naha Baga, the first witness of the Christian faith, because he was the first one to die for Christ. But he is also known, especially in the Armenian church, as the first, and in all churches, as the first deacon. The first deacon. And his story is found in the book of Acts. And in the book of Acts it goes and it says that six men together with him, so seven in total, were called by the apostles to help assist the apostles. Because the apostles could not burden themselves with serving tables and helping and feeding the poor and the widows. So what they decided to do was they called up seven men who were good and strong and worthy of the office, and they were ordained. They had their hands laid upon them, and they were given the title of diakonos, which means servant, sargalak, servant. And the apostles were then able to focus on the word of God and preaching. But because of St. Stephen's preaching and his signs that the gospel, the Bible says, the signs that he performed, the Jews were upset with him. And they accused him of blasphemy. And he was taken to the trial. And he gave this stirring and moving, speech in defense of the Christian faith, explaining this new faith and who Christ was. And it made those so upset with him that they took the stones and they stoned him to death. And it says, the book of Acts, that St. Paul, who at the time was known as Saul, was standing in the distance and gave approval for what was being done. And St. Stephen received the crown of martyrdom. Stephen, in Greek, meaning crown. Stephanos, meaning crown. He received the crown of martyrdom, and he became the first of many, numerous martyrs of the Christian faith. The question then comes, why do we remember St. Stephen, especially during every Pada, during every liturgy? Why do we remember him? And he is always remembered, as I said, with St. Mary, the Mother of God, the Theotokos, and with St. John the Baptist. And we can understand why Mary is remembered. We can understand why John is remembered. But why St. Stephen? And the answer is because he did two very important things for us. He showed us service. What is service? As a deacon, diakonos, as a deacon, which means servant in Greek, he served with his full heart, with his full mind, and with his full soul. He served with everything. And he did not push responsibility onto someone else. He did not say, oh, it's their job to do. I already served at the tables this morning. He did not say, oh, I'm hungry, or I'm busy, or I'm thirsty, or I'm tired. Let someone else do it. He knew when to step up, and he knew when to serve. And he did it with his entire being. Today, unfortunately, we see less and less of this. Today, unfortunately, we see that people only do things in order to receive something. Whether it be money, fame, fortune, or just something in return. Christ very clearly says, lend, hoping not for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be called sons of the Most High. But along with his service that he did, he also gave great testimony. He was able to bear witness to what the Christian faith was. He did not keep quiet, and when they questioned him, he did not say, "Wait 1 minute, the apostles are out doing stuff. Let them come back and they will explain what this faith is." But rather, he knew the faith and he preached it. And he was not afraid of being persecuted for it. He gave us the example, and he spoke with a full heart. And it wasn't just St. Stephen that spoke, but more precisely, it was the Holy Spirit who spoke through him and gave him the words to say. Again, something that is missing in today's world, where we are so afraid that we may offend somebody, or we may say the wrong thing, or somebody may get hurt by us simply saying "God bless you" when someone sneezes. This, unfortunately, is the world we live in, but we should not have to be afraid, and we should not hide our faith. When somebody sees something, or when we see something and we want to show our faith, we have to do it in such a way that people do not doubt, do not question, and say, "Oh, do you go to church? Are you a Christian?" But they should see it by what we do and what we say. It's appropriate today, the last Padarach of this year, 2021, that we remember and take the opportunity to remember St. Stephen and what he did. It's today that we should look back this past year and see and ask, did we serve Christ the way St. Stephen served Christ? And did we give testimony, did we give witness to Christ as St. Stephen did? In truth, our service should be our witness. The way we serve in this world should be our witness and our testimony of who Christ is, and should show and demonstrate our faith in Christ. As I said, this entire week I was trying to think of an example of how to do this. And the whole week I'm thinking, what story, what example can I give to show service? And I said, "God, you give me an example this week, and I'm sure you'll come up with something that I can preach about." And so this morning, lo and behold, it happened. This morning as I get here, and I get here very early in the morning, and I usually run around to do all the things to get everything in order, and I see that all the poinsettias, there were many more than this, and I will explain why, all the poinsettias had dried up, and they were wilting. The leaves were falling all over the place. And they were all over the altar, and on the stairs, and in the front here. And it's true, because for 2 weeks I haven't watered them. Okay? I do not have a green thumb. I do not have anything that's green. And so I am not good with plants at all. And so they were wilting everywhere. And so this morning I'm running all over the place to find a vacuum that works. And so finally I finally found one that will vacuum. And so I started to vacuum. At the same time, our choir began practicing the songs and the hymns for this Christmas. And so as I'm about to start vacuuming, and they're here too, a couple of them, in particular Nida and Hasmeet, they came over, and one of them took the vacuum from my hand and said, "Don't, you shouldn't be doing this." And the other one got down on her knees and started collecting all the leaves. And of course, one of them, I'm not going to say which one or who, but asked, "This isn't Dad High's job. This is what deacons are for. Where are the deacons?" And I said, "Most likely in bed still. They come very, 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 very close to the beginning of Padarach. And so it's left to me to clean the church." And they said, no, we'll do it. And they started doing this. And it showed to me that their service was their witness to their faith. They could have said, "Okay, Dad, can you stop the vacuum for a moment? We need to start singing and practicing." They could have said, "Okay, Dad, you missed a spot over here." They could have said, "Oh, look at this. Oh, wow, let me do this and that. But you continue doing what you need to do." But no, they said, "No, we will do it because this is our service and this is our faith. And that is the demonstration that they showed today and the example that they gave, because they followed in the steps of St. Stephen, the diakonos, the deacon, the servant, who serves without being asked to serve. That's the key. We must serve without being asked. We must take a step forward and be proactive. As in seminary, when we had classes with our now bishop at the time, my dean of the seminary, and it came to liturgics, he said, the greatest gift a priest could ever have is a proactive deacon. That is to say, a deacon who thinks four steps ahead, that they know something's going to happen, and that they prepare for it before that. So when it happens, you, the priest, don't have to worry about it. Because the priest's job is to pray. And actually, that's what he told us. He said, the deacon, your job is not to pray. You are not supposed to pray. If you're praying, you have failed as a deacon. The deacon's job is to do work around the altar so that the priest can pray for you. Likewise, each of us must do work in this world so that others don't have to think about it. I'm not saying to create people who are just dependent on you, but to be proactive and help people. Because some people, and we know who they are, do not think ahead. And so it is up to us to think ahead for them and prepare them for that. So, and I have to say, my deacons are proactive. I'm not putting them down at all. All of them are very proactive. And they all think ahead of time. So I appreciate that. I would not trade any of my deacons for any other deacon in this diocese. And I have served in many places. So I would not give them up for anyone. In fact, you will remember Deacon De Sambo in Charlotte, North Carolina. Every Abak Shabbat, Holy Week, he would call me up and he'd say, I need a deacon. I have no deacons. Can you spare one of them for me? Mm-hmm. And every year, my Deacon Nishde, Yedia, and others have gone and helped serve during Holy Week there. Wow. Because they needed a deacon. And I was blessed, and we are blessed, to have enough here who know what's going on. So I appreciate that. But we must remember that it is through service and through witness that our faith can be preached. And that even through that service and that preaching and that witness that we do, we can convert the hearts of others. We can help convert the hearts of even our enemies. And we remember how St. Stephen was stoned to death, and he gave his life to Christ. And yet at the same time, St. Paul was watching, who condoned that. And he said he was happy that Stephen was being martyred before he had been converted. Mm-hmm. And he ultimately was changed, and he became the greatest, probably, evangelist in the entire Christian church, who went on and preached to all the nations, as we also must do through our service and our witness. Amen.